Chapter 3. I climbed over the lip and descended to the hollow. First step. The sand did not sink, but held me upright, as if each footfall made its own stair step. Second step. No mishap. In a few seconds, I stood beside the pillar, its wide black cap looming over me. The tropical dark that had slipped across the island was profound, but the clouds parted, and stars in a diffuse, glittering belt illuminated the sand, the hollow, the pillar. I knelt. Around the base scrolled a single line of text in old, sweeping Dagon characters, used almost exclusively by warrior servants, and in recent history only by their most powerful class, the Prometheans. I was far from family, rate, and class. But what I read in those characters practically defined my attitude toward existence. You are what you dare. Everything fell into place. This confirmed what I had felt earlier. A forerunner youth, a low manipular, had been expertly recruited by the librarian's Ancilla, on instruction of the librarian herself. He had been deposited on the Ring Island within Jamunkin Crater and guided to a strange patch of white sand guarded by stolid war sphinxes. His guides had urged him to cross a deadly barren ground of sand and stones, then, all unknown to themselves, had sung a pre-programmed song. And for the first time in 1,000 years, the site had changed, reacted, responded. You are what you dare. The synchron was definitely upon me. By the sensations that crept up and down my back and my neck, I sensed that a connective loop of world lines would bind me for a long time, perhaps forever, to the two humans waiting in the dark, back at the stone circle. I wondered if they knew. I stretched out my hand and laid it on the pillar's smooth surface. The cold stone seemed to shiver beneath my fingers. A voice vibrated up my arm and echoed in the bones of my jaw. Who summons the didact from his meditative journey? I was stunned into immobility. My thoughts flashed with panic and wonder. The story still echoed over thousands of years. The didact, here, surrounded by the last population of humans in the galaxy. Not even a fool such as myself could believe such a thing. I had no idea what to do or say. But out of the dark behind me, the humans began singing again. And with that wailing, wavering song, the tone of the voice from the pillar changed its challenging tone. A message from the Life Shaper herself, conveyed in a strange manner. But the content is correct. Is it time to raise the didact and return him to this plane of existence? A forerunner must give answer. There was really only one sensible answer. No, sorry, leave him be. We're leaving now. But you are what you dare. And the chance to meet this hero. Enemy of all humans. Only the most foolish of young forerunners would dare this, and so once again I had been well chosen. Raise him? I said. You mean bring him back? Bring him back. A forerunner commands this. Stand aside, young messenger, the voice instructed. Stand well back. This is a millennial seal, held by the wisdom of Harbu, hardened by the strength of Lang, and the force of its breaching will be great.